is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome my colleague, Harry Siegel, a columnist at the New York Daily News, as well as the op-ed editor of the Daily Beast, commenting on the New York mayoralty race, which is impossible to follow without a program. And Harry's going to provide it for us. It's like you don't go to the ballpark unless you know the names and numbers of the players. It's too fast otherwise. Harry, a very good evening to you. Your column in the New York Daily News, surprise, 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 Scott Stringer, the comptroller, a man whom I regarded as an establishment figure on the scene for many years, decades in New York City, is suddenly in some strange place because he has been accused of misconduct many years ago. Please tell the story, Harry, because it's a puzzle to me. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So throughout this year, starting with January, and Andrew Yang jumping into this race, 1, 2, and 3 have been Andrew Yang, former presidential candidate, serial sort of entrepreneur, Eric Adams, borough president of Brooklyn, and then Scott Stringer, the city controller and a lifelong, effectively, New York politician. So Scott Stringer, who was really hoping to make his move, he just went up on TV. The UFT, the powerful teachers union, had endorsed him. And he had all these young lefties who were like the new rising power in Albany supporting him. Goes up on TV with an introductory, you know, it's me, I'm Scott. I'm a nerdy guy. I like to wear a suit sort of ad. And within hours, he gets accused by a lobbyist in New York, Gene Kim, of harassment and assault. Kim says, and speaking somewhat through herself and often through a lawyer, that Stringer repeatedly groped me when she was, she says, an intern on his 2001 public advocate campaign. She says that he threatened and cajoled her in exchange for silence and demanded sex and such things. Stringer says that they were in a relationship briefly, a physical relationship at the time, and then remained on perfectly friendly terms until 2013, when she tried to work for his campaign for controller. He said no, and she ended up working for Elliot Spitzer, who parachuted into that race late and was seen as the overwhelming front runner, but Stringer ends up defeating. So within 48 hours of this happening, and there's some holes in the story Kim is telling about whether or not she was an intern. She was some sort of volunteer, but she was 30 and not an intern. About whether or not she's working for Andrew Yang. She's collected petitions that include Andrew Yang, but says she's not working for him. About the particulars of her story and the fact that there's no contemporaneous anything to back it up, like emails or people she told at the time or anything else. So some questions here remain, significant ones. Other accusers have not come forward. Stringer's been in public life his whole adult life. Nothing like this has come up before. And yet, within 48 hours, all of his young supporters on the left, if you will, and the people who want to represent that group, pretty much ballpark just walk away from him and take back their endorsements and say his behavior is unacceptable, that he's failed to account for the harm he's caused Kim, which is difficult to do because he's saying that the Kim's account is untrue. So I don't know how you get from that to this sort of accounting. But that group has entirely walked away from him. The UFT is, as of now, still behind him. Jared Nadler, the powerful congressman and sort of Stringer's political rabbi, if you will, is still there. But he is vastly damaged by this. Many of his competitors in the race and the people who've been behind him in the polls have been talking very loudly about how he needs to step down and also resign as controller because of these allegations. I wasn't in this cab with these two people 20 years ago. I wouldn't know. I'm certainly not assuming Stringer's innocence or that this woman Kim has any dark or cynical motives, but the timing is striking. And then the idea of people who backed him to the hilt walking away, before there's any chance to dig into the ground truth to any facts about what happened is striking to me. And I think an instance of the left once again eating its own.
The puzzle, Harry, in your column, you grow the story to name other names of people who have run into trouble with allegations that are difficult to prove one way or the other, chiefly sexual harassment. There is the governor, Andrew Cuomo, who stands accused by a number of women who have worked for him or around him over the years. There is also the former governor, whom you mentioned, Mr. Spitzer, who was accused, alleged, and disgraced in his conduct while he was governor of the state and resigned.
So with Spitzer, there's no question.
Yes, and then there are other names who come up throughout all of this. Harry, you and I have talked about over the years how the Democratic Party does a very good job of filtering professional politicians. It's a one-party state. It has been for many decades, reaching back to Tammany Hall in the 19th century. I'm wondering if we're looking at something new in the Democratic Party here. In other words, they're so rocked by the Cuomo problem, by the Spitzer problem, and there are other problems here we could talk about, that they're not going to hang around with Stringer. Is that a possible explanation for this abandoned ship without proof?
If so, I think it's a really sad corner to end up in which you have somebody who's been accused once at a very important and contingent political moment, and everyone has walked away, and Cuomo, who has nearly a dozen accusers at this point, including a person still on the governor's staff, on the executive staff, who says that he assaulted her. And he remains in power. He's negotiating a budget, all that. And then you have Stringer, who has one accuser, who says, which seems sort of incredible, that Eric Schneiderman is actually who introduced her to Stringer. Eric Schneiderman being then a state senator, later the attorney general, who resigned after it came out that he'd been physically abusing women he'd been in relationships with, choking them and otherwise just behaving viciously. Stringer says that's not so. So the person who's being held to account, it just seems very odd to me, given the people with tremendous patterns of behavior who have not been held to account. And I'd note that the day Kim's accusations came out, there was a mayoral debate, and the two hosts of this debate were Dominic Carter and David Patterson. Dominic Carter is the former New York One Inside City Hall host, whose conviction for serious spousal abuse was overturned later on technical grounds. And David Patterson, who introduced himself as governor after Spitzer resigned in disgrace, by saying, yeah, I slept with other women. This is with his wife next to him, but she had an affair first, and that's really the issue here. And, you know, is known to have been physically intimate with staff members and so on. And these are people with good jobs and in whatever sort of good standing. So I think some corrections are in order for how we handle sexually inappropriate politicians and men. Stringer being sort of knocked out of the mayoral contest 2 months out as a way of getting there strikes me as herky jerky and very odd. And having people wind up squarely behind him, specifically because he's been a feminist ally and someone who's behaved decently toward women, as an accusation like this comes out, before it's been litigated or explored or tested at all, just in the court of public opinion, not in a legal setting, just seems remarkable to me. And especially when one very likely outcome of that is that the number one and number two in this race stay exactly who they've been, who are the two candidates who are the least palatable to the left in Andrew Yang and Eric Adams.
Harry, one more try, because we have about a minute or so. Is this the pandemic? Is this the distortion of everything for the last year? Would that make sense?
Everything is so distorted, it's really hard to say. I can tell you that the Stringer campaign is shell-shocked right now.
Yeah.
And that they're trying to figure out what political operatives might be behind this and sort of offering, you know, almost vast conspiracies. They're just stunned and did not see this coming. I think everyone is waiting to see what shoes now drop next.
The mayoralty race in New York is going forward despite the pandemic, despite the fact that the city has not gone back to work, despite the difficulty of campaigning, meeting your constituents and people who may vote for you in a circumscribed area. The geography is not hard to travel. However, with the pandemic, it very much depends upon headlines and TV and gossip. Right now, there's an allegation against Scott Stringer. We know that. Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News. This is CBSi in the World. I'm John Batchelor.